Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello again. Welcome back to London Calling. I mean, Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Welcome back, Katie. How are you?
Good. Virtual edition.
Right. Yes. In solidarity with Zach, we are doing this episode virtually because that's way different than normally. For people to react like doing anything over Zoom is like the most foreign concept ever. Like, where have they been the last 3 years?
Yeah, not awake, apparently.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, I understand it's not ideal, but this isn't even our new world anymore. This is just our world.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how many people were like genuinely shocked that like that's what it resorted to. Like, what would you rather just skip London altogether and just pretend it never happened, or just make the best of it like everyone else has been doing for the past 3 years?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've seen you hundreds of times the last 3 years and like four times in person. So like, yeah. But it's, you know, welcome to 2023, people.
It's what you got to do.
But I will say, I was a little surprised that they didn't sort of just, even if it's just by a few days, like let's just push everything out and then see if we still have to do things virtually, as opposed to, well, let's not wait and see if he tests out. We're going to go jump right to the moving everything virtually.
Yeah, that's what my thought was. Maybe it was like super tight, like planning wise, but then again, I mean, Are you really going to have him fly out and go to all different places if he's like isolated in a hotel room? So I think they could have probably built in a couple more days to see where it went. But I think they just jumped the gun. It was just like, nope, let's just.
And it's not like they're buying out these entire places, because I could see how it would be a bigger issue. Like, for example, when they were doing these shows in a resort and they had to buy out the entire place to be able to keep their bubble. Okay, sure. Then you know what? If someone does get COVID, you're sort of screwed because you've created this COVID bubble. But you're going, it's not like they're the only people in each of these hotels. They're flying private or chartered. I mean,
yeah.
It just seems super weird that they would decide, instead of let's wait 5 days to see if he tests negative, we're just going to go all in. So it seemed a little short-sighted on my end.
I'm also interested to see if anyone else gets it.
Well, that's like, the other thing. Gabby
like
was
not
sitting,
only that you're so close to each other, but you were also in everyone's mouths. So
he just spent the night in Gabby's mouth. Gabby wasn't isolating.
Yeah, no. And Gabby talked, I think, the most with everyone, especially when she got back from the date. She was like, oh, here, like all my things, like sharing, like passing things around, passing the perfume around. Like it'll definitely be interesting to see if anyone has to sit out next week.
Very bizarre. But while we're talking about Gabby and Zach, when before this episode turned into all of our lives from the last 3 years, what was your take?
You mean Zabby.
Oh, Jesus. What did you think, Zabby and their one-on-one date? Oh, God.
I actually liked it. I kept going back and forth with Gabby, and I know that that's kind of like a minority, according to Twitter, because everyone seems to be obsessed with them together. I don't know, the past few weeks, like, I just thought she was a little bit like whiny and complaining about how she never gets any time. And she's in tears. Kind of how Greer was, I guess, this
which
week.
Is so bizarre because I can never tell them apart. They're basically the same person. So it was like, wait, are we talking about Greer again? I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah. So, but I actually really liked them together on this date, and I thought it went really well. There was definitely some sparks there. But it was funny because going into this, I was like, okay, like, let's see what happens. Like, I wasn't crazy about Gabby, just because how she had been the past few weeks or so. But no, I ended up really liking them together, and I can see them going at least a few more weeks.
And
not my top, but definitely a few more weeks.
Absolutely. And she continued to follow this newfound trend of Gabby's in the back when they're on a date and they see dogs, they just fall to the floor and pet the dogs, because that's exactly what our last Bachelorette Gabby did when on her date. And now this Gabby did the exact same thing. And that is the proper way to greet any dogs, especially royal bloodline corgis.
Yeah. I feel like that's just like, you have to do that now at this point. Now, like, you just have to drop to the floor.
Maybe we can actually just get that once you get to the final 10 or 9, wherever we are now, that can be sort of a litmus test for everyone that's left. Be like, we're going to take you on a walk over here and how you react to the dog.
Yes. And that should tell us everything we need to know.
Seriously, because all of a sudden, all you need is one person who's like, ew. We're like, oh, yeah, you can. Car's over there. Yeah. See you later. The only issue I had with this whole date was after they named the perfume, Gabby felt the need to explain to us how they came up with the name.
Thank you for that.
This is Zabby. It's named after us. Our two names together. Oh, thank you for that.
We got the name by combining Zach and Gabby.
Wow. We definitely would not have come up with that. But
thank you so much.
The best subplot of this is the entire time Greer is crying over tea. Literal tea.
Not the tea that you would think.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I tattooed it on me. I tattooed it on me. We finally saw it after she mentioned it 5 times. Is there... at least any chance that Zach was aware of this and remembered, oh yeah, she told me how much tea is important to her. Oh my God. Is there at least a 1% chance that Zach, same as me, confused these two and thought he was inviting the person that was into tea and just asked the wrong person but didn't realize it?
That's funny. I didn't think of that.
They're twins. And like you said before this week, Gabby spent just as much time whining as Greer did this week.
I don't think they're twins.
Oh but. My God. Thank God for the new, like, we show their name at all times, because when they're just having conversations with the other girls, this episode was easy because of obviously they're very different spots in the episode, but the first 4 weeks it was like Greer, Gabby Greer. So
I can see how they're similar. I just think of, like, every time I see Greer, she looks just exactly like Winnie from the Wonder Years. Like, that's literally what she looks like to me.
Yes, absolutely.
As soon as she walked out of the limo, I was like, oh my gosh, that's, I don't know the actress's name, right? Danica
McKellar, thank you, I think.
Yes, I think
But so. I refuse to just give up on the idea that there's at least a small chance that he confused them and thought he was inviting the person that tattooed tea on them. And this is coming from someone that is a huge tea fan.
It would be funnier if she got there and he was like, you love tea, right? Where's your tattoo? Show off your tattoo.
I know how much you like tea. And she would be like, yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not a monster. Who doesn't like tea? That's the whole time as she was crying, like, they kept cutting to Greer crying. And I just kept thinking, like, I don't think it's a 0% chance that he thought he was inviting the tea fanatic.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I maybe never thought of that. That's funny.
Maybe we need to give him more credit than that. And we also got a performance. Now, when he said, okay, I got one more thing for you. And since this wasn't virtual, I realized it was probably appropriate. And so he's walking her over and you can obviously hear the song. I'm like, oh, they got some band to, you know, obviously it wasn't UB40's song, but they made it popular again for like the fourth time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then it's the actual UB40. And for a band that, you know, obviously people know, but isn't like mega band, I got way overexcited for their level of stardom, I guess, to what they actually are, because I couldn't believe they actually got UB40, even though they're not, you know, it's not like they got, you know, I don't know, fucking Coldplay, but it's still like, okay, it's pretty cool.
Here we go.
It wasn't like rando country singer that has 300 followers on Instagram. Like, yeah. This is, everyone knows UB40.
Yeah. I think Gabby walks in and goes, this is cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Gabby had no idea. Like, I'm 100% sure she knew.
No
idea. Is there anything above a 0% chance that Gabby had any clue who they were? Because everyone knows the song. So, because same, I just thought they'd have someone covering the song. That's fine. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's right up there, Allie.
But I thought it was a good get.
It was.
In London, UB40. Come on. Like A+, yeah. Guys.
We got a good name there.
Short list this year, so they might be the number one artist. So then this whole thing just completely falls off the rails, because you get the group date card and already people are crying for even being on the group date, which is a whole nother issue. And actually, let me ask you this first. I'll go just off the rails as this show did. Does it seem like it's more sobbing over being on a group date than we've had in years past?
Yes, 100%. Like, all of a sudden, like, it turned into that being a bad thing. Like, obviously, like, no one wants to be on a group date. Like, obviously, you want a one-on-one. You want that time with him yourself. But, like, you should be lucky that you have the opportunity of getting some time anyway. Because, I don't know if it's happened this season. But sometimes you don't even get a group date. Like, like, has that happened? Has that even happened?
We've had it where people haven't had a date at all.
Okay. And this season?
Please. I can't remember what
I mean. That's what I, like, I don't know about this season. Like,
not this season.
I definitely know before. Like, sometimes that's why you'd want to at least be on the group date. You know, like, that's something you want. But for some reason, I feel like he's making everyone be at a date somehow, which is good for them, I guess. But since when is it a bad thing? It's obviously not what you want, but you should just be lucky that you're going on something.
I would have handled this differently in a couple ways. As I said before, I would have just pushed this a couple days and said, hey, Zach tested positive. We're hoping, although I guess at that point he was just sick, so they didn't know. But he'd be like, so Zach is sick, just to be precautious, we're going to push everything a couple days, sit tight. He really wants to spend time with you. Which I think would have gone over a lot better than you're doing this without him.
Yeah.
Which they may have had to do anyways, but at least give them a couple days of like, okay. And they could actually say, oh, I'm most worried about him, and it'd be convincing.
Yeah.
Because that was the other aspect of this, is all of these women are crying and getting upset. You weren't too sick to be out with Gabby last night, and being more upset with him than anything.
Yeah, they should have been glad that they got out of the hotel and got to go do something.
And it was a really cool date, other than getting rained on, which if you were in a non-crappy mood, still could have been fun. You know, I think the biggest mistake, other than not pushing it back, was they should have opened with the beers. Let's not load them onto the double-decker bus at first. Yeah. Let's get them loaded, because after they all got them some beer, everyone seemed to be enjoying themselves a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we would have had a lot less Krabby Patties on the bus if we would have had slammed down a few beers first before, oh my God, I don't even want to be here. What's even the point? Oh my God, I should be in bed. Why am I here? Like, we slammed a few beers and everything, all of a sudden everything's A-OK.
Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, let's do this.
And I don't know if it was the bartender. Obviously, it was ultimately the beer, but the bartender seemed to lighten them up. And it just, someone needed to read the room and be like, these women are not going to have fun on a double-decker bus with a dude twice Zach's age and like a third of his looks. We're going to need to get some alcoholic to
his bagpipe in the face.
Yeah. And of all people actually to get hit with the little tassel, like Kylie was sort of the most appropriate person because of everyone on that bus, she was having the least amount of fun. Yeah. And like, of course she was the one that would get hit in the face. Like that totally makes sense.
Yeah, that was great.
And this idea that, oh, you're still going to get, like, maybe you'll have a cocktail party. Maybe you have them get dressed up. And then to not even have Jesse do it, to have some butler deliver a note?
A note.
What are we doing?
I know.
I understand.
But like, you didn't know 10 minutes before when everyone was getting ready.
It's just, it's such a cluster. And I understand you want these women to teeter and fall for good TV.
Of course. But
it's not like they would have been any less dramatic about it.
Yeah.
They just wouldn't have had to get, you know, in their gown.
Waste an outfit.
Seriously. Yeah. They can't wear that again. Okay.
But I also couldn't believe how like many of them were just like, this is so wrong of him to like stand us up like that. Like, it's not his fault. Like, the guy's in his hotel room, like, sick actually with COVID, and you're like getting stood up. Like, I don't.
Yeah. For you to go back and tell Gabby and Sherry what happened, and the first thing you say is, we were stood up. I'm like, were you though?
Twice. Stood up twice.
Twice. I've been stood up at dates before. I've been stood up five times at dates before. I've like, then all of a sudden we're competing with who's been stood up the most. Like, slow down, ladies. It's okay.
I don't think you need to be proud of that.
Seriously, like, let's not all rush to the front with who's been stood up before. And now all of a sudden,
not something you need to compete with. Proud of.
Zach is now the enemy here because he's not feeling well. And then Jesse delivers the COVID diagnosis, and it's to see sort of the seesawing of emotions of like, we want to be mad, but we have to feign like, oh no, Zach's not feeling well. And this, he's not making it up now. Because 12 hours ago, you had more than one person basically not saying he was faking it, but that, he should have sucked it up and went on the date.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, well, okay. He does have like a real thing. I mean, I guess there could be some people still left that don't think that, but like, we'll put that to the side.
It's a different podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously, we're not here for that. Put the warning. I'm sure Spotify will put the warning on us. But you definitely had the, which way do I lean into? Because I'll probably get really killed if I go all angry. So maybe I just have to lean into sad, but I also have to feel sorry for him because obviously this isn't something he's making up. And
yeah, it's not like something he wants, obviously.
Yeah, if they would have let him go on the date, maybe they'd all have COVid now.
Yeah, could have just had a quarantine season, if you will.
Although maybe they'd figure at that point, like, this is our bubble. We'll just have the rest of the season on this floor of the hotel.
Yeah.
And this is just the last COVID month of the season. And we'll hand out some dates. We'll do one-on-one dates right to fantasy suites.
Yep. In the infected.
May the best woman win.
Infected rooms.
Gold here. What are we doing? How are we missing out on this again? Katie decides she's going to bring a sort of a care package.
I thought it was great. I loved it. And I love them together. It just seems so, it seemed real. Like, I feel like what they have is real. And I know it's reality TV, like, whatever. But I think, like, just the way she just, like, sat and talked to him. Like, she wasn't looking to, like, score points or you know, stand out from the other. She genuinely wanted, she was like, when I don't feel good, I want someone to talk to. So I'm going to go, you know, bring him this little basket and just sit and see if he wants to talk to someone. I thought it was great. And it was real and it wasn't scripted, so she can get, I mean, I'm sure, you know what I mean, but I just, it felt real to me. And I just loved them together. And I thought it was a great move on her part.
Well, because so many times we see the person that goes to the hotel room and they're basically just looking to either trash someone else or looking to make out for a while. And obviously you're not doing either of those two things, although that would have really been funny to sit on the back of the door and say, so Greer's really been a bitch. And I think she's not here for the right reasons because she's making this all about her.
He didn't get the tea.
We really need to know, did you invite the wrong person on the date? Because Greer is really not handling this well. So I guess you could have gone that route, but you're 100% right. This wasn't your typical scenario where the person goes to
She wasn't looking to get ahead in the game and or anything. Like, she, even the way she went about it and said it, like, when I'm sick, I sometimes you just don't want to be alone and you want someone to talk to, and I'm just going to sit here behind the door and talk to him if that's what he needs. And I thought it was a great move on her.
So are you telling me that Katie's number one
is Katie? Katie is number one for me.
Katie is Katie's number one.
Yes.
We're here. You heard it here first.
May or may not be just because of the name, but.
That's interesting because, I mean, she certainly is having a winner's edit. I think we agree on that. Okay. I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it. Maybe,
or a bachelorette edit.
Or a bachelorette edit. That's true. I mean, that could also be seen as the winner's edit as well. Yeah. Because I feel like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, we're down to 9 women. And we'll get to the virtualness of the episode in a minute. But we're down to 9. Katie's definitely had the filter on her the most of, okay, this is all's good. All's good. Greer, after a good start, obviously has struggled.
Yes.
Then you have a lot of people in between who, when we have seen them, they've been fine, but they've definitely not gotten the sort of airtime that someone like Katie has, or, you know, this week on the bad side that a Greer has had, or Kylie, who obviously just left. Like, there were people who were getting a lot of airtime, but not in a good way.
Right.
So I don't know that there's anyone else that sort of has gotten, I thought maybe we would get that with Charity if this week didn't.
I was actually just going to say that. She's pretty high up there. I mean, I also really like Kat.
You would, Kat.
Yeah.
You just like anybody apparently that has your name.
Katie,
otherwise,
Kat. Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Then you have like the Ariel and Jess. And I mean, we just got Gabby. This is her
spotlight week.
And Allie, like I definitely couldn't tell you who Allie was.
Yeah. You know, there's definitely, we're not getting very much beyond surface level on more than half of these women for sure.
Right. Didn't get a lot of Brooklyn until last week. So it's kind of, you're kind of left to not, to really only root for Katie or Kat or, I guess, kind of Charity at this point, because that's all we know. Like, we didn't even know Mercedes.
No. At all. Oh my God.
She made it this far and we didn't know her at all. And we only knew Kylie because of last week. So it's very, very surface level if you did not get a one-on-one.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting here down the stretch, whenever he clears COVID protocols, to get 9 people, and maybe we know stuff about 3 of them, and to try to fit in these one-on-ones and maybe even just cocktail hour stuff or whatever, but just to give us some info on these, because yeah, you, even just from the franchise's perspective, like, if you're going to take the bachelorette from this group and it's not Katie,
right,
you're going to start, you got to introduce us. Otherwise you get another Zach. And like I said, Zach's been fine. He's actually, I think, in my mind, been pretty good. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have a situation where you're introducing someone and the general reaction is going to be, oh, like, we don't even know. Like, let's say Ariel's your new bachelorette. You're like, who?
Yeah.
And that's sort of how
season
it was
she from?
You know, Zach obviously made it far, but we never really got to see his personality. The whole thing was obviously just him and Rachel imploding. Like, it was just greeted with a very big meh. And unless they're going to show us some more of, obviously they will, but like they're going to have to get really beyond surface level real quick.
Yeah.
As we sort of race to the finale.
Some people.
But real quick, we have to talk about the virtual world of cocktail hour and rose ceremony. I mean, was there another way to do this? Is this the only choice they had and they made the best out of a bad situation?
I mean, I guess it was the best. We probably could have done without the iPad. I mean, we had the big TV screen for the rose ceremony. Probably could have used that for the cocktail party, so they weren't just like holding it up to their face like, what do I look like? Guess it's the best you could do if you weren't gonna wait a couple days,
you know. And it's funny because, you know, we'll live tweet like good amount of Bachelor Nation, and I made a funny, which I thought was a funny, of using a gif of Amy Schumer putting a phone in a place where you might get something, a naughty photo. I'm like, oh, this kind of might get wild. And Twitter flagged it as it may have sensitive information. I'm like, what? Or sensitive content. I'm like, and by the way, I didn't upload the gif. I used the gif from Twitter.
From their catalog.
Yeah. And that, so it said like, oh, you can file a report for why this should no longer be flagged. So I did. I said, I literally selected it from what you gave me to choose from. And it's a joke about a reality show. And so
you just like appeal it and say like, did you not watch this episode?
Well, and I said, it's first of all, I didn't create the GIF. It's not me.
Yeah.
You know, putting a phone near a sensitive area. It's literally something from a comedy series that you are hosting on your own platform. It's like, oh. And then I responded, like, I quote tweeted it with like, Elon, what are you doing? I mean, yeah. are we outlawing comedy at this point, or satire, or whatever you want to call it? If you want to say it's not funny, that's fine, but my Lord,
then why are you offering it?
Woof. Anyways, we digress. So the iPad was definitely awkward. I don't know why they wouldn't just put them on the TV.
Yeah.
Especially when you had someone, and we obviously have to talk about Greer, which she started off terribly because, oh, I'll just sit here across the room. Like, what are you doing? What have you been doing for the last 3 years? Have you never used Zoom?
Clearly not.
When have you ever had a Zoom meeting and said, I'm going to sit back here. Is that okay?
This is fine, right?
Unless you've only done Zoom meetings in conference rooms with 30 other people,
right,
which is unlikely because for the first...
Because then that would defeat the
purpose. Yeah, the first year we couldn't even do that. So, I mean, I didn't have a Zoom call with multiple people in the room until like probably sometime last year.
Yesterday.
So, yeah, exactly. So what world is she living in where she's like, can you see me back here?
Yeah, I think that was just like... That just set the whole thing off on the wrong foot.
And so
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
So she's trying to relate to him, and she compares
crying.
oh, I know how you're feeling because when I got COVID, make it about you. When I got COVID, it was at the end of a quarter. And so what are your thoughts on comparing, okay, looking for a wife to trying to hit your quota?
Not the right thing to say.
And Zach's reaction to it, probably yeah. most importantly.
I really think that she was just trying to relate. Like, I don't think it was, she was going deep enough to say, to insult him. I don't think she meant it maliciously at all. He took it pretty seriously. I feel like he should have also known that she didn't mean it like that. She was just trying to relate to him. But I think he was just like mad at the situation, just not feeling the virtual thing and just like, no, it's not like that. It's very different.
He went back to it twice.
Yeah.
He tore her down for it. Then
well,
they
something
sort of
definitely triggered. Cause I like went back, rewound it. And I was like, wait a second. Like, what did I miss that she said? And like, yeah, she shouldn't have said that. And don't make it about yourself. Don't compare him finding a wife to your sales quarter. I really do think she was just trying to be on the same page and relate to what he was going through, even though you can't because you haven't been in that position. But yeah, and she knew right away. She was like, oh, okay, like he was not happy. Like he was offended by what I said and how I said it.
Yeah, I think he definitely, something went off, and I'm sure you're 100% right that it had to do with his overall frustration mm-hmm. with obviously having to do this virtually at all. And so that they could say, like, for the first time in Bachelor history,
yeah.
Not sure this is one of those times where they would have wanted to have to say that, but it got me the most when he went back for the second time, because he mentioned it. It was very clear to her. Oh, I made an oops. I'm sorry. And then for him to like unprovoked go back to it and be like, yeah, definitely not the same thing. Like yeah. I thought it was a pretty bad job by her, because what are you thinking?
Yeah.
But he did overreact a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I think more because, like you said, he went back a second time. It's not the same thing. But at the same time, I really think she was just trying to relate.
One of the worst crash and burns we've ever seen. But
I don't know. I feel like for the first time in the season, we were like, really? Like, you're going to sit, like, save. He's been really good with his roses. I feel like he's weeded out. Not saying that she needs to be weeded out, but this episode was not a good episode for her this week. And not that we really wanted Kylie around still, but maybe Mercedes, but we don't know because we don't know her. So I guess she was the best pick to keep around. But I feel like this was the first time this season we were like, really? Like that's your last rose? Because he's been pretty good about just weeding out unnecessary dramatic people.
In years past, I would have 100% thought, oh, well, Greer's definitely staying. Completely sure that there's no way she was getting that last rose. And obviously, being Kylie or Mercedes, like, whatever, yeah. Take your pick at that point. To me, you could have just gotten rid of one more person. But
right.
It's just... a little surprising with how he's been this year. That's all. Because with that sort of just ugness to sort of still get a rose, I'm like, oh, that was a little yeah. bit of a surprise.
Yeah. Definitely.
And so we do this virtual rose ceremony. I think they could have done it better. And I'm going to tell you. The video screen, great. I like that. I thought that's how they should have done the cocktail hour. I feel like they should have had the rose being like spit out like a vending machine, as opposed to just sitting on the table, like give a rose, take a rose.
Yeah.
I think it should have been spit out at them. So they don't even know how many there are until Jesse comes in for his line of the night. And it just should have like, pew, like catch the rose. Oh, okay. As opposed to just having it sit on the table. I think they could have
like,
made
choo,
it.
Choo, 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 choo.
Exactly. I think they could have added a little more excitement to it if they actually made the women sort of have to catch the rose. Like if it hits the ground, you're out.
Yeah.
How badly do you want this rose, ladies?
That would have been funny.
Instead of, will you accept this rose? Will you catch this rose?
If you catch, you can stay.
Quick on your feet. Come on.
Yeah. If you don't, you're going home.
Because otherwise, like, it's awkward. It was weird. However you want to classify it, let's hope we don't need to do that again.
Let's hope. And if we do, it's better thought out.
Yeah. We like to be, you know, how we have to live life, be seen on TV, and people have to experience it. But I think anything Zoom related, we can all just say, like, no, we're good. We've got plenty of it.
Yeah. And I also love how they still made him wear a suit.
Maybe that's why he was looking so, because he was like a sourpuss the whole time. And I understand it's serious because you're sending people home and it's been a tough week. But like, mm-hmm. just let the dude wear sweats.
You definitely knew that he had sweatpants on. And it was just a
suit. But I mean, like
a suit jacket.
Like, what are you doing? The dude, who needs?
He's dying in his room.
Stop it already, right?
Wear a suit.
Oh, and so we're down to 9. And as we said before, we really hope that we're speeding up the process of finding out about these women, because I feel confident that I can name them all, like, on site, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that I'm looking Wonder Years, and I can just, okay, so I can separate Gabby and Greer. Yeah. Thank you for that. But it's,
yeah, I think the only one that I was confusing Allie and Mercedes, I think. But now that Mercedes is gone, I feel like, I mean, I'll definitely know who Allie is now, just because I'm pretty confident on everyone who's left.
I was even like Katie in Brooklyn for a while, and I don't want to offend you as a blonde, and that anybody that has blonde hair, but I was like, oh, which Brooklyn?
I thought Katie and Kat for a while.
Well, I mean, the two U's, so of course,
right?
Kind of easy to confuse.
Yeah,
but I'm like 90% sure that if I just saw one picture at a time and only the people that are left, that I could name each of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good with that. I couldn't tell you anything about almost all of them other than their name, which I have a feeling Zach might be in the same boat.
Yeah, definitely.
And will
we're halfway there.
It's wild. And will he have COVID next week? Maybe. Tune in to find out. I don't know.
Will anyone else have COVID next week?
That's probably the bigger issue of all of a sudden.
With all the camera people, and they have to shoot themselves.
And that's the thing is, whether, I guess we have to go back, if it was actually true or not, but what's his name on Logan allegedly had COVID, and that's why he had to leave. If one of these girls get COVID, are they just out?
That definitely was made up. And no one acted upon that whole storyline, which was weird.
And obviously you're not going to get rid of the lead. So obviously they're just dealing with it, and I'm sure they'll wait for him to test out before moving to the next dates. But like, if Gabby, who had her tongue down his mouth 12 hours before he tested positive, is she just out?
Yeah.
Maybe they get more virtual dates. These are answers we need to know.
Like just one-on-one dates that are just Zoom calls.
So other than Zooming and virtual everything, is there anything else going on in the world that we need to know about?
Really only one story this week. Eric, who's Gabby's ex, you know, he was the final rose, obviously Gabby Windy. He has a new girlfriend, and they launched their relationship on Valentine's Day on Instagram. It's Elizabeth Turner, who was Ryan Eggold's ex. So
yeah, not, I definitely know that name.
Elizabeth Turner's or
Ryan Elizabeth Turner.
Okay.
For sure.
And you know who Ryan is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I do.
So, I'm not sure how they met or how that came about, but they are together, and they look very cozy in all their pictures. So, looks like he has moved on from that situation. And
this is good. We're, even though it's only one story, nobody died. This is great. Oh, my God. Fantastic.
You're welcome.
We will see you back here next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!